It is 741 WEOL. If you're thinking about a place to take the family, and, you know, it's more than just a day trip, obviously, I have a suggestion for you. How about Yellowstone National Park? You may not have thought of that. Well, on the line, we have a young lady. Her name is Jenny Pillay. She's with the Office of Tourism and Business Development, and we're going to talk a little bit about going to Yellowstone National Park. Jenny, good morning. Well, wonderful to have you on the morning show.
Good morning. Hello from Montana. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, why is somebody sitting 20 miles west of Cleveland, Ohio, talking about Yellowstone National Park?
Well, it's an amazing place to go, and it's definitely well worth the travel.
Well, now, it was recently reopened after some rainfall. Is that correct?
Yes, we definitely had an unusual and wild spring this year. We had some unprecedented flooding with rain on top of melting snow, and very likely by this point that many of your listeners saw pictures of washed out roads, broken bridges, maybe even the horrific scene of seeing a house float down the river. But the good news is that nature looks back to normal here, and in many ways, so are we.
So what are some things that people might see there? What should they expect to find when they go to Yellowstone National Park?
Well, the good news is that the National Park Service has done an incredible job of getting the park back open for visitors. I'm completely fascinated by how quickly the roads were fixed. I mean, we all face construction this time of year, and sometimes it feels like these roads are never going to get done. But in this instance, the roads were fixed in a couple of weeks. The southern portion of Yellowstone opened less than 3 weeks after the flooding. And at this point, 93% of the roadways and 94% of the backcountry are open as usual.
Right, but what's there? What's inside the park? Like, for example, wildlife. What kind of wildlife can they see there that maybe they wouldn't be able to see pretty much anywhere else?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, there's bison, elk. Occasionally, you might even see a grizzly bear or a wolf. You know, eagles. There's fishing. You know, it's wild, and it's beautiful, and it's accessible.
Now, hold on there. You said that somebody could encounter a grizzly bear. Isn't that kind of dangerous?
Well, definitely in this country, I mean, it's wild. It's, you know, a lot of people are attracted to Yellowstone National Park because it's sort of a ready-made adventure and they're familiar with it, but it's still a wild place and you need to be aware of the wildlife. And you know, in most instances, people don't get off the road. They don't go into the backcountry. They're able to see these animals from a safe distance and just enjoy the sight.
Talking to Jenny Pillay this morning, she is with the Office of Tourism and Business Development. You know, this part of the country really fascinates me. You know, we're talking Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and, you know, Yellowstone National Park spreads into all three of those states. And it's kind of like, at least in my experience, the least talked about area of the United States. I mean, we talk about the East Coast, the South, Texas, California, but this central part of the country, a little bit still kind of undiscovered. Why do you think that is?
I mean, we have 12 million people come here in a year to Montana. So in a lot of ways, I feel like it has been discovered. But, you know, it's not your populated areas like where you live right now. And I mean, there's still a lot to see and there is still a lot to discover out here.
Well, where can people go to find more information?
VisitMT.com is a great place for people to go for a one-stop shop to do their travel planning for a trip to Montana.
And, of course, Google Yellowstone National Park. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Take care.